How many actual guitars do you carry right now if you go to do a session? If you're doing a master session call.
Okay. I have a box. I probably have 6 or 7 guitars. I have actually been blessed by not having to... I'm not an acoustic player. I mean, I play acoustic, but man, there's so many great acoustic players. Why would they want me for acoustic guitar?
I understand.
The one I'm kind of play a style which I don't have to copy anybody. I remember when I first moved here, producer said, "said Reggie, play said this next song. Could you play like Grady Martin style?" And I was. I couldn't figure out why I was, and I asked, I said, you know, Grady lives here. I wonder, why didn't you get Grady on this? And I was being, not being facetious about it. I was just being very honest that he could, and, but usually when I'm hired, they whatever it is that I do, that's what I'm hired for.
I did this, I produced this a demo session a couple of weeks ago, and my guitar player that played guitar on it was Rex Wiseman, and when I played in the thing we were going to do, and he says, "You want me to Reggie this, man?"
Oh, that's wild.
Okay, that's you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's all turned around. They're said now their producers are telling them they'd do it like Reggie Young would
that's
do
funny.
It. And it's true, too, man.
Well, anyway, I've been blessed not to have to dance through hoops and try to copy people. I guess I get hired. And about the guitars, I only play 2 guitars. Mm-hmm. I might have some, but them is a, I've got a 69 Telecaster that I moved here with.
Mm-hmm.
And on a 57 Stratocaster. And I even got the same amp I moved here with. It's a Fender Deluxe.
Right.
And I haven't yet to find, I've yet to find anything that sounds any better than that. And I've tried, so I've wound up, I've got a garage full of guitars, amps, and all that stuff. But it's that old shoe thing. I guess that's what I moved here with, and it's what I'm comfortable playing through.
If you had to give advice to somebody that was moving to Nashville, because a lot of people that read the Nashville Music Guide or pick it up somewhere when they come to town, and it's all they know is what's going on, right?
Right.
And if you were one of those people and you were moving here, is there any advice you'd give them to how to break into the session world to get them to call, you know, to call them? Is there any advice you can give somebody that moved here trying to make it in music?
I really don't know how to answer that. I try to tell people a lot of I know there's a lot of guitar players called. I usually talk to players,
mm-hmm.
And they'll say, "Well, should I take a CD or a tape around to producers and just play what I do?" You know, and that might help. I don't know that it ever helped anybody doing that. Any guitar player. The main thing is word of mouth by other players, like a. If I heard somebody play if I couldn't do a date or something, I would recommend, you ought to try this guy. It would usually be like on demos.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work your way in through the demo world. And a lot of times when they play demos, like for the producer, they'd want to copy the demo. Well, sometimes it's hard to copy a demo, and they need to get the players that played it originally, mm-hmm. to get that sound. And so, bang, here you start, you know, and you get into the studio world. But I think musicians, players, meet as many musicians as you can and try to play whenever you can, whether it's clubs or whatever, but the studio world is such a tight-knit little group. There's only a few people making all the records, you know. At least it was when I was working all the time. It was just a handful of us that cut everything that was, mm-hmm. done here. Now a lot of the players are, some of the road guys are so good that, you know, the artists want their band, which I don't blame them. And we always try to encourage that, too. To say... What can I do when I come to Nashville? I don't know. I would say to meet as many studio players as you could. Try to seek them out, call them, and I've always been very friendly to other guitar players because I know what it's like as a struggling musician.
I did a session yesterday with another demo session with Bird Burton.
Yeah.
And Bird said, tell Reggie I said, hey, man, and then tell him to get out of town.
Bird, Bird's a unique player.
Yes, he is.
He's very, very, yeah, I really like him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He played on three demos for me yesterday, and I was proud to have him, but he told me, I almost forgot. He said, do not see him and not tell him I said that, and he'll know who I am. I said, well, I'm sure he'll know who you are. Well, we really appreciate you doing this, man, and it was an honor to sit with you, and I appreciate you coming in here and doing this, and I hope you enjoyed it.
I did. Thank you very much.
All right. Reggie Young, y'all.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And also, Dave Judy back here running the board, and Al Jolson, thanks for the use of your studio. We will see you next time.